Afternoon Press Box.
From Sports Radio 560, it's the Afternoon Press Box. Your chance to sound off about your favorite sport. Give us a call, 844-5600. Or if you want us to pay for it, all right, 888-702-5494. And you can email the show at afternoonpressbox@wnsr.com. Now, here's Bill King and the Tennesseans, Joe Biddle.
Well, we are back. Hour number two here at Titans Camp. We're going to do a little golf right here, and why not? Great story. Brent Snedeker winning on the PGA Tour over the weekend. Joe, you take over. He's your guy. Talk to him.
Brent, Joe Biddle, welcome, welcome in. We appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm great. We talked last night. It's been quite a 36 hours in your life, winning on the PGA Tour for the first time, your rookie season. A lot of good things happened with that win. I know you were whisked away in a private jet last night to New York. What have you been doing today? You're up there at the site of the Barclays Tournament, which is the first leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup matches. So tell us what all you've been doing today.
What I can say is fun excitement up here, but I haven't really been doing a whole lot. I've been taking a day off trying to return some phone calls, return some text messages, return some emails, trying to get caught up on everything and try to get my head on straight and get refocused for this week. You know, we're starting the FedEx Cup this week, so it's a big 4 weeks coming up, and you know, I hadn't really had time to celebrate yet or won't really hopefully here for about 4 weeks. So after that, we'll be able to sit down and relax and really enjoy it. But right now, it's kind of back to business.
You said it hadn't sunk in yet, and I guess part of that is because it came so improbably, because when you teed off on Sunday morning, you were five strokes behind Jeff Overton, the leader, who had a three-shot lead over the field. Talk about your round yesterday, a 63, incredible round of golf, and all the hard work and work that you've put in on your golf game really came to a point, didn't it?
It did. You know, I mean, it was definitely an improbable win yesterday. I kind of teed off. I knew I was playing well, and I knew if I could make some putts and everything would be okay. And got a little tip from my caddy on putting green before I went out there and made a great birdie right out of the box and kind of got me set off on the right direction. So, and after that, you know, I don't really remember what happened those next, you know, 17 holes was kind of a blur. Just made a lot of putts, a lot of lucky breaks here and there, and was able to kind of steal one right there. You know, so kind of happened so quick, so fast. You know, I hadn't really had time to sink in yet. Don't really realize what's going to come of it yet, but it's starting to. I'm starting to make plans to go to Hawaii next year and the Mercedes Championship, and already talking about Augusta. So a lot of great things come along with it, but more importantly, it was nice to shoot a good low round, last round, and finish round off the way you're supposed to.
We're joined on Sports Radio 560 by Brent Snedeker, PGA rookie. That's one thing, the PGA Tour rookie, you've pretty much got that locked up. I don't know what goes on in that format, if that's voted on by people. Tell me about how they determine who gets that.
I think it's voted on by the players at the end of the year. So it's kind of voted on by your peers, and hopefully, you know, I can keep playing well and really solidify. You know, if any of the other rookies are having to win right now, you know, it'd be a toss-up again. So as good as it seems, I've locked that up right now. You still never know. So I'm going to keep plugging away, try to keep this good streak going. I'm right now. I'm playing well, so hopefully I can keep the momentum going. And you never know what might happen. You know, might try to get back up in that leaderboard this week and give us a chance again on Sunday.
Yeah, you mentioned your caddy, Brent. Tell me where you hooked up with him. I think it was on the Nationwide Tour. How long you guys have been together? What's his name? What's his background?
His name's Scott Vail. He's from Toronto, Canada. He's a great guy. I picked him up last year on the Nationwide Tour about 8 weeks in and finished our second event together. So we've been together ever since. He's a great guy. He's really good for me on the bag. He's very relaxed and very hard worker, which is great to find. A guy like that. And we have a lot in common, so we hang out a lot off the golf course, and he's a great guy. And so just excited for him as I am for myself, all the stuff he gets along with us as well. And, you know, I got a ton of people in Nashville, I think. You know, obviously Virgil Herring, my longtime teacher there in town. I'm working with a new guy named Todd Anderson in Sea Island. He's got a lot to do with it as well. And just a lot of good people around me that have really helped me along the way, and more importantly, my family and my girlfriend there in town have been so supportive of me being on the road for 26 weeks this year. So It's not as glamorous as it seems on TV. Trust me, there's a lot of dingy hotels, a lot of airports you got to deal with. But it's obviously all working out great, and beats having a real job.
Yeah, sports writers know about those hotels and airports, so
exactly.
We're well versed in that. Talk about the FedEx Cup, because I don't think there's probably some players out there on tour that don't understand the whole concept. But to break that down for us. I know it starts with the Barclays, and it's a four-tournament deal that ends at Eastlake in Atlanta. But tell us, point-wise, how that's figured out from tournament to tournament.
Well, every tournament's pretty much doubled in point size, where a lot of the tournament amount of points, depending on where we finish the regular season on the FedEx Cup list. So I think I'm getting 96,000 points is just the arbitrary number they picked. And it just depends on you know, I think they said the top 15 are pretty much exempt into the Tour Championship because of where we finished throughout the year. So should be able to get in all four tournaments pretty easily, and that's a great bonus at the end of the year. And it just depends on how you play. You know, it kind of starts over, but it's weighted so the guys at the top have the best chance to win the FedEx Cup. And still gives the guys at the bottom a chance, but they'd have to play extremely good golf and win at least two times over the last four to get there and try to win the thing. So it was important for me to play well last week to give myself a legitimate chance of winning. I think the top 15 have the best chance of winning the FedEx Cup. So got to keep it going. You know, I'm playing good. I got to keep staying hot and trying to win these tournaments. I know when Tiger comes out, he's a tough man to beat.
You're talking to Brad Snedeker from Nashville, the PGA Tour rookie who just won his first tournament on the tour yesterday at the Wyndham Greensboro, North Carolina. You had never played that course. We talked about it before you went over there. It's a course that Davis Love III helped to design or redesign, I guess, and or reconfigure. Tell me about that third, that 17th hole, par 3, how long it played yesterday. I know you hit a good 3-iron in there, but tell me about that hole, because you went in there tied for the lead, and that proved to be the difference.
It did. You know, I saw Tim Petros was playing right behind me. I saw him make about a 6-footer for birdie on 17 or 16, so I knew we were tied. I knew I was going to have birdie one of the last two holes if I wanted to win. So 17 is a very tough par 3. It's a real narrow green with a big deep bunker on one side and a deep pitching area on the other. And so I was playing about 230 yards into the wind and kind of right in between clubs and had the adrenaline going, so I thought I'd go ahead and hit a 3-iron and hit probably the best swing of my life on it. Hit exactly where I was trying to hit it, about 20 feet right of the pin, and or about 30 feet right of the pin. Just hit a great shot, pin high, and hit a great putt right on my line. And, you know, lucky enough to have a couple of fortunate bounces on that putt. The green's a little bumpy, and the ball's kind of bouncing every which way, so it was nice to see it roll in the hole.
I know you said after the PGA Championship you played really well, but you didn't get things out of your rounds that you thought you should have. You had a lot of lip outs. It looks like the Wyndham, those things started dropping for you. I saw one that went around the cup. It looked like three or four rotations.
It did. You know, it was a build-up in the last couple of weeks where I've been striking it really well. I felt like I was rolling it really good and really wasn't getting a whole lot to show for it. And this week I didn't strike it nearly as well as I did the last two, but all those putts that lift out the 2 weeks before started going in. And it's amazing, you know, the kind of confidence you get yourself when you see a couple putts go in. And I drove it extremely well. I never put myself in trouble hardly at all on Saturday or Sunday. So it was great to kind of come out and take it easy and play a really solid round of golf on Saturday and Sunday. And really, you know, obviously I knew I was going to have to go low to win. I didn't know what I shot until I signed my scorecard. I just knew I had to make a lot of birdies, and fortunately I did.
You talk about the course this week. It's right outside New York. It's in Westchester, I believe, or Rye, New York.
Yep.
Talk about that course. Have you even seen it yet?
I have. I played actually here 2 years ago on a sponsor exemption, so that was very nice of them to do that back then. And the course is a great golf course. It's a real short golf course with real a lot of character to it, a lot of undulations, a lot of up and downs, a lot of kind of old-style greens with humps in them and bumps in them. And it's a really fun golf course to play. One of those golf courses you can play every day for the rest of your life and never get bored. And so I'm very looking forward to getting back here. It's right up my alley, one of those kind of golf courses where you got to really work your ball around the golf course, keep it in the right position. And obviously not a whole lot of birdies are going to be out here this week. I think normally around 10 under par wins it. So just going to try to limit your mistakes to one or two around and try to make a couple good par saves here and there and then just give yourself as much chance for birdie and try to keep doing what I've been doing. So hopefully that'll work out this week.
I know your Vanderbilt buddy and your buddy dating back to NBA days and probably elementary school days, Hunter Hillenmeyer, was trying to catch up with you yesterday. He was playing in a preseason game, and his mother called me, said he's dialed him, and he's been on the bus, he's been in the, going to the stadium, he's been after the game, he's trying to get a hold of him, he's so excited, he wants to talk to him. Did Hunter and you catch up?
We're still kind of playing phone today. We've been texting each other back and forth. I think we're going to get together next week or 2 weeks. I play in Chicago. I think he's going to try to come out one day after practice and watch me play. So looking forward to seeing him. You know, it's always good to keep up with Hunter. You know, he kind of got out here first and made it big out there, a big splash before I did. So I'm trying to keep up with him and try to outdo him a little bit. We'll try to one-up each other for the rest of our career. So hopefully maybe he made the Super Bowl last year. Maybe he can get a win this year. So that'd be great.
All right, Brant, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us, and I'll catch up with you this week.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate y'all having me on.
You bet.